Welcome to another game of Port Washington Varsity Basketball here at Paul D. Schreiber High School in WDOT Port Washington. I'm Chris Bean, alongside my partner Adam Jackman, and we're bringing you coverage between a Conference AA game for varsity basketball between the Port Washington Vikings and the visiting Hicksville Comets. Port Washington will be wearing their white home uniforms, and Hicksville will be wearing their black and orange road uniforms. Off the tip is won by Hicksville, and immediately we have some action early on. A three taken off, it's an air ball. The shot was from McBride, no good.
Shane McBride, the prolific scorer for Hicksville, doesn't find the bottom of the net there, but he definitely will throughout the game because he's one of their top scorers.
And now it's Daly finding Melconi at the top of the key, and they're going to call a foul immediately. It's going to be called
foul on number 12
against McBride.
So McBride's got a foul early on, just 7:33, about 27 seconds into this matchup, and they might look to get more fouls on McBride to get him out of this game.
Well, inside, Melconi, back outside Spear, finds Daly. Daly looks to drive inside. Nice step there, finds Blakeman. Blakeman comes back outside. Melconi fakes a pass to Daly, and now eventually does find him. Inside pass for Blakeman. He gets possession after a bounce. With 12 on the shot clock, it's Spear on the left wing. Spear, inside past Bellini, who tries to find the Blakeman, but it's turned over and stolen away. Here comes Hicksville on the left side.
Hicksville, nice piece of steal in there, and a three taken.
Hoffman, no good on that one. And now Mark Daly looks for some counterattack. Daly, nice shot, and rolls out. Still 0-0, a minute and 15 seconds in.
Tough shot by Daly there, but Hicksville moving the pace, immediately getting another shot off.
And two air balls early on, Mateo on that one. That was inside, no good. A poor pass from Daly is intercepted by McBride, and he'll slow it down.
McBride smartly slows it down. As he saw, that fast-paced strategy wasn't exactly working for the Comets there. But early on, we're not seeing that good shot quality, but we're seeing two aggressive teams that definitely want to beat one another.
McAleese, a deep three, another air ball, that's three in the first 2 minutes.
And the shot quality we're just seeing is not good. Not a lot of passing early on, and I think that's what Port needs to learn, is they need to spread the floor, spread out their guys, get some open men down in the paint, and have Lewis Blakeman go off for a nice first quarter, because that's what usually gets them in the pace of the rest of the game, but a steal right there.
And so far we've seen terrible shot selection from Hicksville and a lot of turnovers from Port Washington. Both teams really need to slow down the pace. Inside it's Hoffman. Hoffman finds Serrato, who gets stuffed by Blakeman. On the rebound, he gets it again, defensive rebound from Spear.
And you can't help but think that was a little payback for what happened last time these two teams met up, with Anthony Serrato punched Ben Spear.
And also blocked Lewis Blakeman on the inbound in the final play. Daly, a three, no good. And Spear tries to get that one, and he's able to dish it to Melconian, who drops for Blakeman. Inside, Daly, floater, it's good.
See, that's the type of passing I want to see from Port Washington. Get the Hicksville defense out of their comfort zone and really open up spots in the paint. And Mark Daly, easy two right there to start off the point scoring for the Vikings.
A deep three, it's good from Shane McBride, way beyond the arc.
And that's dangerous. When McBride finds his stroke, you got to look out.
Inside, nice dish from Spear to Blakeman. And the Port has the lead again, 4-3. 3 minutes into the game.
I thought Blakeman was going to maybe go up for a little slam there, but smartly laid it in with a little floater. But I'd like to see him get a little aggressive, maybe throw one down today.
And that was a beautiful pass from Spear to find the open man inside. Serrato dishes to Hoffman on the left wing. Hoffman, guarded by Daly, finds McBride. McBride in, poked away by Daly, and it's off McBride and out of bounds. Nice play. Daly getting his hand in there, knocked it off. McBride loses possession, and it will be Port ball.
So 4:36 left in the first quarter. As Daly brings it over the timeline, Vikings lead 4-3.
Bellini finds Blakeman inside. Blakeman with the block. They're going to call travel on that one from Hicksville ball.
And that's been the kind of the Achilles heel for Lewis Blakeman during this season. He's had those nice games, and he's got a lot of points inside. He's had good maneuvering. But just those feet have been an issue for him, getting another travel call right there early in this one.
Definitely some happy feet sometimes.
Yes.
McAleese, left wing. McBride at point. And that's surprising, because you usually see Luke Hoffman at point. He's right now taking the role of a wing. as Drew Hoffman getting possession now. Heel dish with McBride. Excuse me, McAleese. John McAleese is guarded by Delaney.
And you think that McAleese would be guarded by Malconian and McBride would be guarded by
a deep three, no good as shot clock expired. Blakeman gets the board and will dish it to Bailey. And I'll think I'm 4-3.
Bailey? I was saying, you think Bellini would be guarding the most prolific scorer on Hicksville, as he's probably the best defender, but Malconian's got that job today.
Joe Malconian, he is a great defender as well.
As well, definitely.
But he's, and he has a little more height on that one, as Blakeman puts it in.
Assist from Joe Malconian.
And almost a steal on the inbound pass by Mark Daly. Great speed closing in on that ball in the corner on Hoffman.
Immediately a change here. 4:30 in. Blakeman comes out in from Schmitz.
So Blakeman has 2 points on the day. He'll be taken out for Schmitz. Usually a first quarter occurrence as Blakeman intermittently gets his time on the court.
Mateo. McBride, deep three, no good. However, it's regained by Hicksville. Serrato, Hoffman. Hoffman, a left wing three. That one falls, tied up at six.
And of course, not going to secure their rebounds. Hicksville's going to do that to them all day. Just keep taking shots, and eventually some of them are going to happen to go in.
Malconian finds Schmitz inside. Dish from Spear, Schmitz. They're going to call a jump ball on that. And it's going to stay down here. It's going to be Port ball.
It's going to be Port ball. Mateo won the tip. So Port gets to keep their possession here with 2:54 left in the first quarter.
Inside, poor shot from Schmitz. No good. And he'll get it to McBride. He'll take it up.
So McBride slowing it down 6-6. Tie ball game here. And we just saw Mateo rebound that. He's a physical guy who will out-rebound a lot of guys, and especially if you don't have Lewis Blakeman in the game to counteract his force.
Serrato, a jump shot, no good. Rebound from Bellini. Bellini, nice pass to Malconian. Malconian gets it to Spear. However, nice play from McAleese. However, it's tipped to Spear. That was a major travel there, no call by the ref. But inside, it's point for Joe Malconian.
Yeah, I think you were saying the travel should have been on Schmitz, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. He had some happy feet right there. As Harris Sonnenklar looks to check in to the game as Hoffman brings it up on Daly, does a nice little behind-the-back move.
And it's out of bounds, going to stay here. Sonnenklar coming in for Malconian.
Into the game for the Vikings, number 20, Harris Sonnenklar.
So Sonnenklar picks up Hoffman.
Another substitution's name for Hicksville. It's Serrato coming out, and in replace of him, it's John Locke.
John Locke. Two tristesses on government. I don't think he's writing those today. Maybe writing a different script in this long story matchup between Hicksville and Port Washington.
Here comes McBride. This is to McAleese. On the wing, finds Locke. Locke, Hoffman. Guarded by Sonnenklar. That's a McBride. McBride, an elbow jump shot, bounce off the rim, the backboard, and no good.
Well, I can see why McBride is the leading scorer for Hicksville. That's because he's already taken about 10 shots, and we're not even out of this first quarter yet.
Daly. This is Sonnenklar. Inside. Daly brings it back outside. Finds an open Sonnenklar. High pass, so he's unable to take the shot immediately, as it looks like he wanted to. And inside, turnover by Amori Mateo, who collects that one.
Amori Mateo, a nice force inside with those long arms, gets the steal.
They're going to all travel against McAleese.
Great defense there by John Bellini. He's really a force to be reckoned with on the defensive end in that front court. Just forced McAleese to his right side, got him to trip up a little bit. No foul, obviously, and a turnover. The Vikings will benefit from that.
Well, with 1 minute remaining in this first quarter, the score is an 8-6 Viking lead. Schmidt inside. It's tipped by Hoffman, but still gets the spear. Spear gives it away. Mateo, another turnover.
Well, they're trying to spread out that 2-3 zone, but they're not doing it effectively, as Amori Mateo already has 4 steals on the day.
And a block by culmination of Spear and Schmitz. And Daly is a nice draft throw point to extend it to a 4-point lead.
Daly just slowed McBride down, and he got the little Euro step too.
From McBride.
And I saw a little travel there on McBride. He took two steps before he even dribbled, but no call there as the shot clock is off for Hicksville.
We're going to call a foul on John Bellini.
Seems odd, as in the referee was on the far side. There was a referee right next to John Bellini, and he did not make the call, but the ref on the far side did. So I don't know if he saw that exactly right, because John Bellini was playing tight D, but I didn't really see the foul there. But here we go, 14 seconds remaining in this first quarter.
McAleese jump shot, no good, rebound from Spear. Spear will get it to Bellini. It's a 2-on-1 with 5 seconds left. Daly puts it up and in, nice play. And it's tipped by Spear to Schmitz, who then able to get that one. And at the end of the quarter, it's a 12-6 Viking lead.
Well, there you go. You know what? I think those 2 points definitely matter in terms of, one, momentum, and in two, the actual score of this game. I mean, if Port's gonna win this game, they're gonna need buckets like that to go in their favor, and momentum shifts to go in their favor like that. And it's gonna be really important. And Mark Daly and John Bellini definitely pushed the pace. And we can't forget who got the rebound, who pushed it out to John Bellini, and that was Ben Spear working inside of Lamore Mateo and pulling down that rebound with his physicality. So Vikings lead 12-6 at the end of this first quarter. And I was talking to Lewis Blakeman yesterday, and he said the Vikings definitely wanted this game. They were going to come out hard, and they didn't just want to beat Hicksville. They wanted to really, you know, destroy them. They wanted to show them that they're the more dominant team, that what happened last time at Hicksville was a fluke, that they're not the same team they were. And I think right now they've showed sparks of that in this game, and they've not showed sparks of that. In terms of the turnovers and some of the shot quality, I'm not going to say Port has been all good, but in terms of the physicality that they're showing, in terms of how they're out-rebounding Hicksville, in terms of how they're playing defensively and pushing the pace offensively on some of those fast breaks, I definitely see sparks of that physical possession there. As right now we see Anthony Serrato on the bench and trainer Rick Zappala tending to an injury on his wrist.
It just looks like a little scratch there, some blood, a little cut, nothing serious.
So probably we'll see him back in this contest very soon as McAleese brings it up for Hicksville.
Little dish to McBride. McBride finds Panu, who hits McAleese. McAleese thinks about a three, decides not to take it. Inside, it's a defensive pass, but they'll call, I believe, a travel against him.
Or it's going to be on John Locke.
It's a foul against Locke.
So each team, two fouls, Hicksville, as Mark Daly is working on McAleese.
Inside Spear, excuse me, Schmitz finds Meltonian. And there's a 3 second violation. You don't see that often.
You don't see that often, but we actually saw it in the last game we called. I believe it was the East Meadow game, a couple of calls of 3 seconds in that game. So refs may be a little prone down the stretch of the season, calling more 3 seconds than they had.
Here comes McAleese. We've got Panu. Panu, left wing three, no good. Rebound from Schmitz. Hope Daly.
Matt Schmitz getting the inside position on John Locke there.
And Lewis Blakeman gets fouled from the low block.
So Coach Dooley just giving some little instruction on how Lewis Blakeman should approach that situation next time. Try to maybe slow it down at the hoop. But he'll get two shots, and he's been definitely a better free throw shooter as of late.
And the first one falls for Blakeman.
He's been working on that free throw shot a lot in practice, and he definitely wants to keep that stroke flowing as Serrato looks to check in for Hicksville.
Second one's good as well, so 14-6 lead. We're in the first minutes of the second quarter.
So it'll be Panu inbounding for Hicksville.
And there's a substitution that was just made for Hicksville. Anthony Serrato back in the game, so that little cut was nothing big. He replaces Amore Mateo.
Mateo, a great rebounder, so that'll be a loss for Hicksville there. But they do have John Locke, who's another big man inside.
Well, Locke finds Panu. Panu, a three-pointer. That one is good.
Panu's got a nice stroke. I know he missed the first one, but that one was flush. And Hicksville only trails by 5 now, 14-9.
Inside Daly. Daly finds Blakeman, but they're going to call a foul before the shot, I believe, against Hicksville.
It's going to be on the floor. Daly taking it out from the left block on the baseline. So 6:41, Port leads by 5.
Foul on number 2, John McLeese, his first, team's fourth.
Well, it's Daly, gets to Melkonian, and he gets fouled, and he'll head to the line. Foul will be called against John Locke as Melkonian put it up from the right block.
Locke trying to plead his case that he was standing up straight, but that obviously wasn't the case as he went in definitely for the foul there, and Joe Melkonian's going to take his two shots as Amore Mateo probably looks to check back in for John Locke.
First shot's good for Melkonian, and that is the substitution we will see, Adam.
Yeah, John Locke, another big man, as we see a substitution for Port Harris. Sonnenklar checking back out for John Bellini. So Melkonian, his second shot here, looking to take it up to a 7-point lead for the Vikings.
And that one's off the backboard and in.
Favorable roll there for Melkonian. Vikings take the lead 16-9. It's the new baseball pass to the end of the floor. And that'll just go right out of the baseline, and it'll be Viking ball all the way back at the other end.
And so I never really even saw a play there. Did you see anything?
I didn't really see anyone on the opposite end of the floor, Chris. So Panu kind of just throwing up a pass, maybe stretching out his arm a little bit. Didn't obviously pan out.
A travel called against Matt Schmitz.
Maybe a little makeup call for that earlier travel in the game. I didn't really see that much of a travel there from Schmitz, but obviously the ref saw something I didn't. And that's why Panu will be taking it out right now.
We got it to McAleese. Looks around, and a nice tip from Blakeman. He'll steal it, and they're going to call a foul against Blakeman.
Yeah, and
and that's pretty evident.
Lewis Blakeman, it was right in front of us. He definitely held Amore Mateo as he tried to go for that loose ball.
His first, team
second. Vikings up to 2 fouls here, not close to the bonus. They feel a little bit closer with 5 fouls against them. So Port a little bit closer to that bonus right now.
Well, again, Serrato. They're just going to provide points. Our Spear looks to come back into the game from Port Washington.
Spear looks to provide a press. Mark Daly almost steals it away from Amore Mateo.
Mateo with nice ball control to hold on to that one, despite it initially looking to be poked away. Here comes McBride. He'll dish to McAleese. McAleese turns around, drops back to McBride. McBride inside. Gets Serrato blocked by Schmitz.
And Serrato just getting out blocked today by a lot of the Port big men. So Schmitz will come out after that block for Ben Spear. But Schmitz and Blakeman have blocked Serrato today. So he's definitely getting a little bit of payback from his efforts last time.
Here comes McAleese. And that's a shot clock violation called against Hicksville.
Every Hicksville player on the floor was not aware of that shot clock.
Neither was I.
Coach certainly was. Neither was I, Chris. A little bit slipped my mind after that nice block. So just to mention, Panu comes out and Luke Hoffman will take his place.
Inside Blakeman. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds.
And Blakeman obviously voicing his rejection of that call. But I thought it was maybe a foul on Mateo as he kind of came over Lewis Blakeman's
back.
Was on
the over the back. That's what
or maybe a pushing, kind of pushed him out of bounds, really. But no call. And John Bellini gets another call against him. I am dumbfounded at that one. Chris, I didn't really see anything.
I didn't see anything there. I agree with you.
I saw a signature John Bellini defensive position, and maybe it's just not flying today. So John Bellini, he gets in for a couple minutes and has to come out here with 2 fouls already against him. Vikings still lead by 7, 16-9, with 5:35 left in this half. McBride bringing it over the timeline against defender Joe Melkonian.
He'll find Hoffman. Hoffman dishes to Serrato, top of the key. It's Mateo now on the left wing. Finds McAleese, top of the key again. Now right wing and cutting is McBride. He loses possession. It's stolen away by Sonnenklar.
Sonnenklar pushing the pace now.
And an inside pass hits off Luke Hoffman. It goes out of bounds. It will stay Port Washington ball.
So nice steal by Harris Sonnenklar there. A little bit of a tip out, I believe, by Yeah, Hassan Carr there. He tipped it out, and he got the steal. And Port will resume possession, trying to increase this lead.
Spear three, it's good.
Ben Spear, great three-pointer right there. Just smooth, fluid, wide open, and not a lot of people know that that big man can also shoot.
And I believe that's Port's first three-pointer of this game.
Definitely not Hicksville. They've been firing from all over outside the arc today. Haven't made a lot of their shots, but they've taken their fair share.
Speaking of that, McBride at three, no good. Inside rebound, in and out for Mateo, who's dominating the offensive boards, misses that one with a rebound from Spear.
Mateo's certainly dominating the boards, but not dominating his finishes on those boards as he misses two right there.
Sonniclar, nice pass to Melkonian, and they're going to call a foul against Melkonian there. No, yes, excuse me. They call a foul against Melkonian.
And you know, I understand why you weren't sure who that foul was against, because both of the guys in that little scuffle there were number 14. It was Luke Hoffman and Joe Melkonian. So it'll be a timeout, courtesy of Hicksville. So 19-9, Port leads by 10 here.
30-second timeout. Hicksville.
We're definitely seeing a different game than we saw last time out when Hicksville played on their home court. Just to take you through that, Hicksville beat Port Washington 49-48 in that game. That's one of Port's two conference losses this season. They've lost to Baldwin, and they lost to Hicksville in that one. But just speaking of Baldwin, for those of you who don't know, which is probably a few of you, because it was the talk of the town last weekend. Last Friday, Port Washington beat Baldwin at Baldwin 37-36 on a last-second John Mellini runner with 0.7 seconds left, which eventually got Port the first win they had at Baldwin under Coach Dooley's tenure. So a significant achievement for these Vikings. So they look to keep it going against Hicksville. Hicksville resumes possession. A three, no good there.
Serrato gives it away. Stolen away by Melkonian, who gets it to Daly. Daly pushes the tempo here. The Aaron pass there, nothing doing.
Thought Lewis Blakeman was maybe going to be in the low block, ready to go up for a two. He was not. It was a little bit too fast paced from Daly. And now McAleese will be working on Daly over the timeline.
McAleese? Guarded by Mark Daly. Looks to drive, puts up a shot. And that's just a terrible shot selection there. But Mateo with the rebound. Mateo puts one up. No good. Rebound from Serrato. It's going to be out of bounds. It's going to be port ball.
Port's getting very fortunate with a lot of these put ups after the rebounds as Lewis Blakeman comes out of the game for Matt Schmitz.
Canoe also looks to come in the game for Hicksville.
So they're getting a lot of fortunate rolls on a lot of the rebound putbacks by Mateo, but they're really getting out-rebounded, which Lewis Blakeman and Ben Spears should be doing a little bit better of a job on.
Schmitz, top of the key. Sonniclar on the left. Sonniclar looks fine, Melkonian. Sonniclar cuts, but Melkonian lets out the pass. Foul called, an offensive foul against Port Washington.
Nice.
And we're going to see substitution Brandon Caslow making his first appearance today. He'll replace Joe Melkonian.
Brandon Caslow, kind of a wild card this season. He's been a starter. He's been a second stringer. Sometimes he doesn't play. But in a lot of his time and action, I've seen him in, he's been an impact player. And he's really kind of, he's a momentum shifter, if you want to call him that for Port. He really kind of changes the attitude that they have toward the game as McBride makes a nice runner off the back of it.
Schmitz pass, Caslow. Caslow, baseline three, no good. That was kept alive by Spear, but it'll be given away. Here comes Canoe. Caslow back to defend. Stripped away by Sonniclar, but it's Mateo in and out. No foul called.
I believe that was on Ben Spear. Nice defense getting back on that missed three by Brandon Caslow. So it will be actually on Mark Daly. So Port leads by eight right now, 19-11, 2:45 remaining in this first half.
Inside behind the back pass, it looks like, from McBride, broken up by the Vikings. Pass from Spear knocked out of bounds, and his port stays in port possession.
So Port right now, up by 8, 2:33 left. Daly looks to take it out from the right baseline.
D3 Daly, no good.
D3 Daly, that sounds like a little nickname.
Well, first we got to see him make one of those.
Exactly. He hasn't made one today. Ben Spear, the only three for the Vikings. A little surprising for them. I know they're not known as that three-point-taking team. They like to spread the floor, but if they're going to have any threat inside, they need to have that threat outside as well.
A nice shot from Mateo. That's a six-point lead.
Don't look now. Pittsville, the Comets are coming back in force right now, but Ben Spear, a little silencer with a low block two there off the backboard and in. So Vikings regain their 8-point lead, 21-13, with 1:47 remaining in the first half.
Hoffman brings it across. Screen set by Mateo. Hoffman, jump shot, no good.
Yeah, and good call by the ref that went on top of the backboard as McAleese checks in for Panu.
And I do want to talk about a little, feature on Brandon Kazla. He's been a very, as you said, under-the-radar player this year, and I think one of his biggest aspects of his game is his defense. He's a great defender, and that's not noticed that often, I'd see, by the fans. As a three from Schmitz, no good, rebound from Serrato, it's knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Hicksville ball, but would you like to elaborate on that?
No, definitely a great defender, and right now he's guarding John McAleese, who is probably one of the toughest guys to guard on the floor, probably one of the best ball handlers on the floor right now. And Brandon Kazel has that assignment, but it will be a foul on Aris Sonnenkar on Luke Hoffman. So team seventh for the Vikings, and that will be a one-and-one opportunity for Hoffman.
Number 20, Aris Sonnenkar.
Yeah, I don't think McAleese has had any points since Caswell has been in this game and really flied under the radar as a great defender, very physical defender without going too far and getting into a lot of foul trouble.
Yeah, I think he's definitely become the future of Port Washington defending as the shot, free throw shot's no good. He maybe be the John Bellini of next year, defending the most talented guy on the court.
Absolutely. I mean, John Bellini, and it's a kick ball on McAleese there with 1:02 remaining. So I think John Bellini, we saw him last week. He didn't really get into a lot of games as a starter, but he came in as that defensive force to try to shut down other teams. And I think that's what Brandon Kazel is this season.
Daly three, no good.
And I think that's what Brandon Kazel is this season. And maybe next season he'll have a bigger role on the offensive end.
McBride, another air ball. That's the fourth air ball today.
McBride high-fiving John McAleese with a little bit of force there. Obviously upset with himself as Daly brings it across the timeline. 33 seconds on the shot clock, 43 seconds on the game clock.
Well, Sonnenkar inside pass, back outside. Schmitz on the right wing finds Sonnenkar. Nice passing movement there.
And his first point for the game right there. Very nice little floater to extend it to a 10-point lead for the Vikings as McAleese brings it over the timeline. The shot clock is off. So they'll look to take this final shot of the first half.
It's McAleese guarded by Brandon Kazla.
13 seconds remaining.
Kazla stays with McAleese. It's tipped, 3-point from Hoffman. No good. And it's Schmitz holding on with 3 seconds left. He'll have to get a shot off. Kazla has to shoot it. And no good. He did get the shot off on time, but it was not even close.
But a good effort there as the Vikings go to the half. Up by 10, 23-13 against the Hicksville Comets. So just kind of recapping that first half. Great performance on the offensive end by Port. I would say a good performance from them, not their greatest. Obviously, you mentioned the three-point abilities were not there for Port, missing a lot of those shots. Matt Schmitz and Mark Daly not making their shots there. But that could change in the second half, finding a little bit more of their stroke. And another kind of area to work on in the second half for the Port Washington Vikings definitely is the rebounding capabilities, as they need to also, work on Amori Mateo and John Locke as well. So, as we're coming to the second half, I think Port's definitely doing what they want to do. They're up by 10 against a 6-0 team that they lost to last time out. So, Chris, any comments before we send it to the halftime break?
Well, yeah, I think that Port right now, they just have to keep going. It's a 10-point lead, but obviously we know that's not enough for the Vikings. They still have to put the pedal to the metal, as you love to say.
Yes, definitely. Put that foot on the gas and keep riding. So we'll send you to the break from this halftime. Once again, Port over the Comets at Pauly Schreiber High School, 23-13.
Ready for some second half action here at Pauly Schreiber High School. Chris Fina alongside Adam Jackson, WDOT Port Washington, bringing you coverage between the Port Washington Vikings basketball and the Hicksville Comets.
So it'll immediately be a charging on Ben Spear.
Ben Spear.
So their first foul of the half. As Shane McBride will inbound it to Amore Mateo, now heading left to right after the first half.
McBride. Addition to Mateo. Mateo at the top of the key. McAleese guarded by Bellini, and there's a 3-second violation against Pixel.
So these refs are very prone to calling these 3-second violations, as we see another one right there as John Blaney comes over the timeline. A little fast pace, gives it off to Mark Daly in the corner.
Spear inside Melkonian. Melkonian dishes to Blakeman. Blakeman baseline J, no good. Rebound kept alive by Melkonian. Melkonian, that's a hard foul there. And he'll head to the line.
And Shane McBride tried to play it off, going up. With his hand saying he didn't really get it, but you heard the contact from there. So Malconian will rightfully head to the line.
Joe Malconian shooting two.
7:16 remaining in this third quarter. Vikings up by 10.
The shot's good on first.
Malconian hits the bottom of the net there, looking to do the same thing on this shot.
And that second one falls as well. Port is up by 12.
Up by 12. Definitely want to keep their foot on the gas, as I like to say, and increase this lead. Still keeping the press on, does Mark Daly, on Luke Hoffman as he brings it across the timeline.
You'll find McAleese started by Bellini. McAleese gets to Serrato, who loses possession. Here comes Spear. Serrato's making his way back. So is McAleese. But it's Spear missing a layup, but it's Melkonian who misses one as well.
And it's going to be a foul on Joe Malconian, unfortunately. I believe that's his third foul of the game. And he's coming out of this game right now. And he's definitely upset about that.
Into the game for the Vikings, number 20, Harris Sonnenklar.
So Sonnenklar getting his opportunity here early in the second half. McBride getting it barely into John Locke as he's closely guarded by Harris Sonnenklar.
There comes Hicksville. It's McAleese. McAleese dishes to Serrato. Serrato, elbow jump shot, no good. Rebound from Sonnenklar. Sonnenklar finds Spear. Spear inside Daly. Daly, a little floater, trickles off. Rebound from Serrato. Serrato again from the drive. On the right side, it's Hoffman. Nice give-and-go pass there. That was a beautiful execution of basketball for Hicksville.
Hicksville cuts that deficit back down to 10 with a nice give-and-go on the inside.
That shot's no good from Blakeman there. Serrato with the rebound.
So maybe a little bit of momentum shift here with 6 minutes remaining in the third quarter as Hicksville's finding it almost a steal by John Bellini, and it will be a backcourt violation on John McAleese. So it'll be Mark Daly inbounding it, and he'll get it to John Bellini. Coming over the timeline, 6:03 left, 25-15, Vikings lead.
Inside Daly, Daly to Blakeman. Blakeman, no good on that one.
Great pass to Mark Daly, great leave off. Blakeman just couldn't make the finish. Looks to be a foul on Mark Daly there. Actually, it'll be on Harris Sonnenklar. So Matt Schmitz will check in for Lewis Blakeman there.
His second, team's third. Into the game for the Vikings, number 5, Matt Schmitz.
As Shane McBride takes it out, and it'll be a push from Anthony Serrato. So Mark Daly.
Comets foul on number 20.
Gets it up after the Serrato foul. Oh, I guess it was on John Locke there, the push. Well, no, it was John Locke's not even in the game, so it was on Serrato.
Schmitz gets fouled and held the line.
Little missed call from the PA there, but that's all right. And it will be a foul on Luke Hoffman. So Hicksville and Port fouling profusely here in the third quarter. They each have three as Schmitz takes his first free throws.
First one's good, and it's barely any angle there. That was like a horizontal shot.
Well, that's kind of the shots that Schmitz takes. That's kind of his style, and it works for him.
Second one is good.
And a screech by one of the Hicksville fans here. Not exactly the sportsman-like thing to do, but Schmitz doesn't care, and he has ice in his veins, and he'll make it right there.
Here comes McAleese on the right wing, dishes to McBride. Daly with a little jump there. It's out of bounds. It remains Hicksville possession.
McBride, floater there, didn't get it to go, and then it was off spear, I believe, as McBride will take it back out. Gives it to Serrato. A little jump shot for Serrato. No good. Rebounded by Bellini.
Here comes John Bellini for the Vikings with 5:50 and speed across the timeline. Spear finds Schmitz. Schmitz thinks he's had a shot instead decides to dribble. It's a beautiful cut pass. It's Daly getting absolutely leveled
Daly
by
went,
Mateo, but Mateo will help him up.
Daly went hard down to the floor there as the Viking players look to maybe wipe up that slippery spot. 5:07 left. Vikings lead by 12, 27-15. So Serrato, a hard foul on Daly. Hope Daly's okay. He looks to be fine as he'll take his two shots right now as there isn't anyone on the left block for the Vikings. Daly with the first shot.
It's good.
And Schmitz will immediately fill that position on the left block. Vikings lead by 13. Daly looking to make it 14 here 3 minutes into the second half.
Back shot for Daly, but it was good.
Easy free throws there, effortless for number 23, Mark Daly. It's Luke Hoffman guarded by Harris Onikar, bringing it up in the backcourt.
It's a 14-point lead for Port Washington here with 5 minutes remaining in this third quarter. And Hicksville looking to do some damage and make this a closer ball game. Here comes McAleese. McAleese finds Hoffman. Hoffman looks to dribble inside. Instead, passes to Mateo. And they'll call travel before the shot, even though he made it.
Well, Mateo tried to go up with the shot there and was going to obviously be blocked, so he kind of regained his position, made two steps, and that was obviously a travel. As John Bellini goes to the end and doesn't get the ball to roll in. And another errant pass from McAleese trying to create a fast break opportunity for the Comets. That didn't work. So Port will regain possession. Mark Daly inbounding it on their own baseline to John Bellini, who brings it up as a pretty fast pace right now.
Bellini finds Sonicar. Sonicar drives left and finds Spear. Spear, he gets fouled and unfortunately couldn't finish. A great pass, a great play from Sonicar.
Thought that was going to be an and one. I didn't really think that was even a foul there. Pretty light there on the shot. But Spear obviously upset he couldn't get the and one, but he'll have an opportunity for two at the charity stripe. Spear taking his first one here.
Shot is good on the first.
That rim having a favorable quality for the Vikings. As now for the Hicksville Comets, it will be Vincent Leonardi checking in for Shane McBride. And miss for Spear there, as Schmitz almost steals it away from the rebound by Serrato.
Serrato will dish it to Matthews.
McAleese guarded by Bellini in the front court.
McAleese, it's to Hoffman. Hoffman. This is to Mateo. Mateo now. An errant pass stolen away by Bellini. He has the speed, but will get fouled by McAleese.
McAleese just trying to prevent any further damage there, but will be a foul. And Hicksville, they have six fouls right now, so one more foul, and Port Washington is in the bonus as Hicksville will call a timeout to try to stop the bleeding here. Port right now up by 15, 30-15 to be exact, with 3:58 remaining in this third quarter, about halfway through this third quarter here. So Port definitely doing what they needed to do, coming out of the break hot and coming out of the break with nice passing, really spreading the floor, able to see those, able to find those creases in the Hicksville defense as the Hicksville coach now getting fired up in his huddle, trying to explain kind of the defensive efforts of Hicksville. But as much as it may seem that Hicksville is kind of out of this game, they are definitely not. 15 points is not something that you can't overcome in a quarter and a half play. So they just need to get back to the basics of this game and really work on what Port's actually working on and spreading, put Port defense out, because this 2-3 zone has been pretty locked down thus far. So they can create shot opportunities by spreading the ball, getting it into those low blocks, and getting it back out for maybe some three-pointers. And maybe getting Panu back in this game, because he's been a great three-point shooter for the Comets. But he will stick with his warm-up sweatshirt on in that huddle. So it looks like Panu will not be getting out there for the Comets as they break up their huddle. So Port will have possession. Mark Daly on the far side. End line. Excuse me, the out-of-bounds line. Once again, 30-15, 3:58 remaining in this third quarter. John Bellini guarded by John McAleese.
He'll find Sonnenklar. Sonnenklar looks to drive. Inside pass, Spear at the block. Stolen away by Hicksville, but remains Port Washington ball.
I thought that went off of Spear's leg, but obviously not there. Maybe went off Mateo's leg there, as John Bellini will now inbound from the baseline with 21 seconds remaining on the shot clock. So plenty of time on that.
Schmitz a three, airballed that one.
Schmitz a little too light on that three, didn't even get it to the rim.
From Hoffman, Hoffman drops to McBride. McBride gets to McAleese, hits off his chest, and is able to keep possession of the ball. Mateo McBride, 3:28 remaining. Three, Hoffman, no good.
And Daly pushing the pace, gets it to Bellini.
Bellini with a nice pass to Sonnenklar. It's off McAleese and right out of bounds.
So Port regain possession. Matt Schmitz into Mark Daly.
Inside Daly, Daly, Spear, Sonnenklar. Three, yes! Sonnenklar from beyond the arc.
Sonnenklar, great shooting right there. He was wide open, said, why not? And swished it right through the bottom of the net.
It's a 33-15 lead for Port Washington right now with 2:55 remaining in third quarter. And the big thing I want to talk about as no good, as McBride missed a three, Port has shut down Hicksville on offense. And
yeah,
if they do not score again this quarter, which still, I mean, it's only 2:40 remaining, as Caslow checks into the game for Bellini, they were almost holding a little over 5 points a quarter.
That's
that is elite defense.
That is
from
elite
Port
defense. They've only scored 2 points in this quarter. So the defense coming out of the break has been phenomenal as Ben Spear gets a pass from Mark Daly on the low block and banks it in.
Excellent court vision from Daly to find the open man. Spear wide open at the left block. Nobody's business there. Three taken, air balled. Here comes Sonnenklar. Drop. Spear, three, no good. Rebound from Schmitz. Schmitz gets fouled and does not triple in, but he will take two shots.
Almost gets the roll there on that. Out rebounds Mateo on that one. And with 2:09 remaining, the Vikings lead 35-15, up by 20, as Schmitz looking to make it 21 and maybe even 22 here. He's 1-for-2 from the charity stripe thus far.
A bad bounce off the first one.
So hits the back of the rim there. Doesn't get it to go. Here's his second shot. Port now has 7 fouls against them, so they'll be in the bonus for the rest of the timeout.
That is good. The second one.
So 36-15. Port leads by 21. Their biggest lead of the day, as Brandon Caslow, who we mentioned before, is on John McAleese as he brings it over the timeline.
McAleese gets to Mateo. Mateo. The dish to McBride. McAleese inside Mateo. Guarded by Schmitz. He loses possession, stolen away by Sonicar. Sonicar is going to find Caswell on the right side. Caswell slows down. He'll get inside. Beautiful pass from Caswell, but a high one from Spear, unable to find the cutting wide open Caswell. It's a nice euro step from Luke Hoffman.
So Luke Hoffman, delay of game. Oh, we have not seen that this season, and it's going to be on Luke Hoffman. So a delay of game, that's a violation, not a foul, as Vincent Leonardi now comes out of the game for John Locke.
I didn't even realize he was ever in the game. Made no presence.
Yeah, definitely. He didn't have any stops or any points there. Schmitz on the inside.
No good rebound from Mateo. And they got it to McAleese.
So a 19-point deficit for the Comets. 36-17, 1:10 remaining in the third quarter.
McAleese. Find Mateo. He looks to cut, but Caswell preventing that. Hoffman. Guarded by Sonicar. Sonicar's trying to trap him in the corner, but Hoffman's able to escape. Finds Mateo. Mateo's jump shot is good. Nice pass from Hoffman to create that play.
Mateo, nice little jump shot from the left baseline.
Spear, baseline three, it's good.
Ben Spear, that pure shot there, and it is his second three-pointer of the game for Ben Spear. That brings it back out to a 20-point lead for the Vikings, 39-19, and shot clock is off.
Stolen away by the Vikings. Here comes Mark Daly with a nice football pass. Foul and one, Mark Daly.
Mark Daly, a long arching pass by Matt Schmitz. He'll pick up the assist there. Two little drop steps for Mark Daly. Comes up with the right hand and gets an and one. So Mark Daly been on the floor quite a bit today because of those hard fouls against him, but he's also had some great finishes, and that's an example of one right there.
Shot is good from Daly, and it is a 42-19 lead for the home team.
And Port pushing this pace, and as a lot of the Port Washington guys wanted to do today, they wanted to really show Hicksville they're the better team, and right now they are showing that forcefully.
Mateo. It's shot there, no good. Lead up from Sonicar. Sonicar tipped away by Mateo. At the end of the quarter, the Vikings out 42-19, a 23-point lead, with still a quarter left to play.
And I think the two things we mentioned before halftime, Chris, it was the shot quality and it was the rebounding. And the shot quality has definitely improved. They spread out the floor more. They've got their fast breaks, and they've got their slow set up plays. And they've really spread the floor. They've got the threes, more of the threes going this half in those opportunities. Benjamin Spear is an example of that. And so is the likes of Mark Daly, who also made a three this half. So 42-19. Right now for the Vikings, and rebounding, just to make a mention of, it's been Ben Spear, it's been Matt Schmitz as well, who's also been a force to be reckoned with, down on the low blocks. So Port right now just looking to keep up the momentum, not let Hicksville anywhere near coming back in this game, and if they can do that, then they've definitely secured a victory here.
We'll start the fourth quarter.
So it'll be Hicksville ball, starting the fourth quarter, 8 minutes left in this matchup here at Paul D. Shriver High School. On the floor for the Vikings, it'll be Harrisoni, Carr, Mark Daly, Joe Malconian will be back in the game, John Bellini will be back in the game, or he stays in the game, excuse me, and Ben Spear will also stay in for the Vikings. For the Hicksville Comets, it'll be Shane McBride, Luke Hoffman, Amori Mateo, John Locke, and John McAleese.
Now it's Luke Hoffman. Start of the fourth quarter. A dominant effort from Port Washington.
And there was a little scrap of paper around the three-point line that the ref wanted to get rid of. Tosses it aside, and he'll reset the clock. Won't reset the clock, and that'll be 6 seconds off the time for Hicksville. So that'll waste some of their shot clock there. So, interesting.
John Locke now, guarded by Spear. Locke finds McAleese. McAleese looking for a screen, and they'll get it McBride. McBride, a three-pointer. Two bounces off the rim, and no good. Spear would give it to Daly. He finds Bellini. Bellini, Sonicar. Sonicar at the baseline. This is the Melkonian. Melkonian looks to drive inside. Able to regain hold on possession. Nice play there. Finds Spear. Spear gets blocked by Mateo. Daly gets fouled. Another shooting foul against Mark Daly, who's really been, say the least. He's been playing very, very hard. He's been fouled a lot.
He's been fouled a lot today. He's hit the floor a couple of times. He didn't hit the floor on that one, but another hard foul on Mark Daly, so he'll have two shots there. You know, he's kind of the deserving of these foul shots, unlike a guy in the NBA, James Harden. He's getting a lot of those calls undeservedly, as Anthony Serrato coming back in the game for John Locke for the Hicksville Comets. But Mark Daly definitely showing his physicality, getting that board right there off the shot from Ben Spear, and getting the two foul shots from the charity stripe, his second one coming.
Daly is good for his second shot. 44-19.
And just a notice from Daly, he's got that nice pure shot that goes through almost every time from the charity stripe, and it goes through very nicely right through that basket. Swish, almost every time, and every time today he's 4-for-4.
Mateo jump shot, that one is no good. Rebound from Daly. Daly will take it up. Daly spins around, finds Melkonian. Melkonian inside, no good. Rebound by Mateo. Sonicar was open on the left baseline.
He was calling for that one from Malcone. He didn't get it.
Hoffman a three. No good. Rebound from Bellini, and they're going to push it here. Sonicar inside. Puts it up. No good. Rebound from Daly. Dominating, and he gets fouled again.
Dominating Mark Daly on that one, and gets another rebound, and is going to get to the charity stripe for a fourth time.
Mark Daly to the line,
as he is 5-for-5, excuse me, I'm going to correct my error there. He was 5-for-5 from the free throw, and now trying to go 7-for-7 maybe, with 6:36 left in this game. 44-19, Vikings lead.
It's good on the first one for Daly.
So Daly making it a 26-point lead right now. Highest lead of the day for the Vikings.
Like a shot for Daly. It falls as well.
And Lewis Blakeman, a little stand up and clap there for in support of his teammate, Mark Daly. Speaking of Lewis Blakeman, I haven't really seen a bunch of him this second half. Maybe he'll get in toward the later minutes.
And I honestly wouldn't
risk injury. Yeah, that you're right, Chris.
I probably wouldn't see him coming instead.
This game is out of reach.
It is. It's a 27-point lead with 6:20 remaining. As McAleese, a nice jump shot there from the baseline. But I wouldn't be surprised to see second team players like Bradbury, Levin,
Jacob
come into the game. Maybe Caso, as McBride fouls Daly, who makes the shot nonetheless.
And he made the shot, another foul, and Daly will be sent to the charity stripe again, because we are now in the double bonus report, as he'll get to the line, and he'll take automatically two shots.
Daly shooting two.
So Daly, 24-point lead right now for the Vikings, 25-point lead, 46-21.
First shot from Daly falls.
So back up to 26 points with 6:05 remaining in the game. Daly looking to go 9-for-9 from the charity stripe.
And misses that one, so he's going to stay at 8-for-9 unless he maybe comes back later, as Sonicar fouls McAleese.
And we heard a little cell phone tone right before Mark Daly took that shot, so maybe messed him up a little tad there. As McAleese will head to the line. Port only having 4 fouls, so Hicksville not anywhere near the bonus yet, let alone the double bonus, as Brandon Caswell will come out for Mark Daly, and that'll look to be the end of Mark Daly's afternoon. Great afternoon for Mark Daly. So he will finish, in fact, 8-for-9 from the charity strike, but a great effort.
So Matthews makes those shots.
47-23.
Nice pass to find Bellini. Bellini can't finish. Caso, the offensive board, gets it outside. Sonicar. Caswell again keeping the possession alive. A beautiful fake from Caswell and finds Sonnenkamp.
Brandon Caswell, what an effort there by number four on the Vikings. And 2 points will come out of that. Great assist, great keeping the ball in play, and great rebound. So three great things that Brandon Caswell did on one possession just shows you what kind of versatile player he is. As Hicksel misses the three, and Ben Spear will get the rebound, gives it off to Joe Malkonian. Cross-court pass to Caswell.
Caswell gets fouled.
And Chris Bradbury looking to check in, as you mentioned, Chris, for the Vikings, as Brandon Caswell will head to the charity stripe for his first two free throws of the game. So every foul from here on is a two-shot foul. So Caswell misses the first, but he'll get a second shot, as now the Vikings making all the changes. Engin-John Levent will come in. Jacob Katz will come in. And Chris Bradbury will come in for Spear, Bellini, and Malkonian. The end of their afternoon's great effort for those players, as Caswell makes his second free throw. Also, good a number of changes for the Comets, as Panu gets in the game for them.
Also, Ashnur Singh came into the game for Hicksville. Another substitution, it's Matt Visevich coming in for Hicksville.
And Shane McBride will come out at the end of his afternoon, obviously not pleased with the effort he put forward today, but always there's always next game, Chris.
Serato and Katz. Serato,
as
I believe it's called the foul.
Bradbury will get the rebound. It'll be a foul on Serato.
Foul on number 23, Anthony Serato.
So it looks like, you know, we've got more than half a quarter left, and every foul that is called on Port Washington is going to be going on the line. So it's going to be a pretty probably long quarter, the rest of this quarter, as we finish up here, as Bradbury makes the free throw. 51-23, an 28-point lead for the Vikings, as Vincent Leonardi comes in for Anthony Serato. So Serato's afternoon looks to be done, as the only first stringer for Hicksville, as Bradbury misses the second free throw, is the one who brings it up for the Comets, Luke Hoffman.
Hoffman is guarded by Sonnenkamp. Screen set by Singh. Instead, a three-pointer shot, no good from Visevich. Rebound from Jacob Katz. Katz will find Sonnenkamp. Sonnenkamp hits Levent. Levent, nice pass to Bradbury. Bradbury looks to drive. Bradbury puts it up, and it's good. Chris Bradbury, nice play.
Bradbury, nice burst of speed. Nice little ball possession, ball handling on the floater. And it is now a 30-point game for the Vikings, 53-23.
Visevich finds Hoffman. Screen set by Singh. Back to Singh. It's on the pick and roll. It's blocked, and here comes Sonnenkamp. Sonnenkamp finds Levent. Levent drops Caswell. Caswell back to Levent. Levent hits Sonnenkamp. Sonnenkamp thinks about it for you, sends Katz. Katz finds Bradbury. Bradbury gets to Levent. Levent back outside to Sonnenkamp.
Great ball movement here, just not getting the crease that they want, and it'll be knocked out of bounds. Port will stay with the possession.
Coming into the game is Liam Sherwood in replace of Vincent Leonardi.
So Vincent Leonardi got in the game just now as kind of a replacement, and he'll come right back out.
And I guess they want to get everybody in today.
I'm surprised Luke Hoffman didn't come out there, as he's been in the game this entire game, but maybe you still got to stick with that point guard position.
So just say Sonnenkamp stepped out of bounds, and it's going to be hit the ball.
So Hicksville down by 30 right now, 3:34 left in this half, but it will not be the worst loss they've had this season, as they lost to Baldwin earlier by 50.
By 50? What was the final score?
85-35 in that game. So at least they can take some consolation in that, I guess, if you want to call it consolation.
Well, Sherwood guarded by Katz. Sherwood finds Visevich. He finds Hoffman, who takes a three, no good, rebound from Bradbury. Here comes Chris Bradbury. Bradbury, we're going to call a charge against Bradbury. Visevich keeping both feet down.
Good call by the ref. Visevich, nice defensive positioning. And Bradbury will pick up the charge. So Port has five fouls against them. still two fouls away from giving Hicksville the bonus as Leonardi looks to check back in for the Comets.
And he'll probably replace Bruce Hoffman, that'd be my guess. Singh looks around. Nice even from Caswell, prevents him from driving. Sherwood shot high off the rim, no good. Rebound secured by Caswell. Caswell finds Levent. Thank you, John Levent. With 2:40 remaining in this game, it's a 30-point Viking lead. Cats finds Caswell. Caswell looks to drive inside, loses possession, and they're going to say it hit off his knee out of bounds. Coming into the game for Hicksville.
It'll be a timeout, but a timeout will be taken by Hicksville.
So maybe in a closer game that foul would have been called a foul on Brandon Caswell when he went up. He was surrounded by three Hicksville defenders, kind of made contact there. But in a 30-point game, when you're just going to send a guy to the line just to increase it, the deficit more, the refs probably don't want to do that. So it's going to be Hicksville possession. So both teams probably working on their second string fundamentals right now, and maybe look to see some good ball movement from Port, working on some of those plays with their second stringers. So same guys out there for Port. Every player for Port has played in this game. So good job by Coach Julie getting everybody in today.
And I believe everybody's played for Hicksville as well. Except, obviously, the injured players. Yes, it does look like that.
So it'll be Visevich bringing it over the timeline for the Comets. 2:22 remaining here in the game. Vikings lead by 30.
Singh looks around and finds Sherwood. Sherwood, guarded by Katz, finds Singh again. Singh gets it to Visevich. The two assists from there. Shot clock is expiring. Fiskevich inside Sherwood. Two easy points for him there.
Nice little pass into Sherwood, and he gets his first points of the game. Port bringing it back over. Less than 2 minutes to play here in this contest.
Sonic Clark, nice cut to Levent with the floater. It's good.
Levent has that signature right-handed floater. Even though he is a lefty shooter, he likes to take those floaters with the right hand and makes a nice one off the backboard there to increase the lead back out to 30 points, 55-25, 1:30 remaining here in the game.
Singh finds Sherwood. Sherwood to Panu. Dalvin Panu. It's stolen by the Vikings. He's from Bradbury. Bradbury leaves possession. And it is Hicksville gathering possession. Sherwood gets it to Leonardi, and it's Visevich. Inside Visevich, it's good.
Visevich, nice little shot there. Nice ball movement for the Comets, and it creates a little bit of space so they can get that shot there. So 31 seconds on the shot clock, 51 seconds on the game clock. For Port, this will probably be their final possession.
Cats the pass to Sonicar. Sonicar gets it to Levent. Levent thinks about his shot, decides not to. And finally hits Caswell. Caswell looks to drive inside. Puts up a shot, no good. Rebound is for talking about Hicksville. With 28 seconds left, the shot clock is off.
Shot clock is off, Hicksville. Still looking to get some points here. Down by 28. And it will be a foul late in the game on Singh.
Foul on number 33.
Singh led to the line, they're going to call it on Levent.
His first, team six.
So still not in the bonus is Hicksville.
Six,
20 seconds remaining, and most likely after these foul shots, we'll see Port kind of dribble out the time. Up by 28 here, as Singh misses his first free throw. So Singh taking his second shot right here. Port, great effort on the day, limiting Hicksville from getting to that charity stripe as Singh will make his second one there. 27-point lead for the Vikings, 55-28 as Harris Sonnenklar bringing over the timeline, guarded by Vincent Leonardi, looking to dribble out this clock.
And with 10 seconds remaining, Sonnenklar will just, as you've mentioned, will just dribble it out. Port getting an ovation from their fans. As time expires, the final score at Paul B. Schreiber High School, 55. for the Fort Washington Vikings and 28 for the visitors, the Hicksville Comets. And this was a big game for Fort Washington as Hicksville beat them earlier this year by a low margin of score. I believe it was 1 point. And Port really shows them today who's top dog in this conference. Them and Baldwin rather than Hicksville, saying that game was a fluke. And Port really proved them to their point there.
So, Chris, the last time Port actually lost the game was to Hicksville. So now they've gone through the entire conference once again, and they're coming out beating Hicksville and keeping this winning streak alive with a dominant victory at home as the Vikings really show the Hicksville Comets that they are a different team. They are coming out to play and looking to make a run at that Nassau County title when it comes time for the playoffs, which are fast approaching. We've got two Vikings matchups in the next week coming down the stretch. We'll try our best to provide you that coverage on WDOT Radio. But you know, Port definitely they've got 2 weeks to kind of hone their task, maybe continue this winning streak, maybe into the playoffs. I really think they're favored in all their remaining matchups. They don't really have two tough opponents. They got Long Beach at home on Wednesday, who they beat handedly on the road, and then they've got Plainview on the road on Friday, who they beat handedly at home, and then they've got Westbury, who they beat at home
on the road. They play Westbury at home.
They play Westbury at home, I said.
Yeah.
Who they beat on the road, and then they play their last game of the season on February 8th, Friday night. It's Thursday night against East Meadow, and then the following Friday, February 15th, for those of you who are interested, and it should be a packed gymnasium for that playoff game. I believe, don't take my word for this, I believe it should be Friday that 15th, and it should be a great game for Port as they will hopefully continue in that game their efforts toward a Nassau County title and putting a banner up in this gymnasium. So any final thoughts on the win here at Schreiber, Chris?
Yes, I think this is a dominant proportion, dominant game for the Vikings, and a game they should be winning. And I mean, right now it's tough to say who the favorite in the conference, either Port Washington or Baldwin, and we're going to see that at playoff time on what's going to be, who's the top team in the conference. But this is a must-win game for the Vikings, and they really put the icing on the cake and kind of like closure of that Hicksville game with this dominant 28-point victory.
Definitely, they put the foot to the gas pedal and really showed that was a fluke, that they weren't playing their best basketball at that time. Totally different team, totally different mindset, and they came out with a nice victory here today.
Well, that wraps up our broadcast here on WDOT Port Washington. Chris Bean alongside Adam Jackson. Once again, the Port Washington Vikings are able to get it done. They defeat Hicksville Comets in a bloodbath, a dominant performance by Port Washington. Be sure to catch our next broadcast on January 29th when the Port Washington Vikings host the Long Beach
Mariners.
The Long Beach Mariners. The game will be at 6:30 in the gymnasium, so be sure to tune into our broadcast and catch our Instagram Live on that one. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.